bridge of the ship was in the front, and the bridge is probably, oh, it's got to be at least 70 feet from, you know, the water, right? If the water's like just still. And we had waves like hitting the windows of a 70-foot bridge, and wow, with windshield wipers going. And I thought I was going to die. So I was wearing this like rubber suit called a Gumby suit. You look like Gumby, and it helps you like float and stay warm in case you die. So I waddled up there on the bridge in a Gumby suit.
Helps you float and warm in case you die.
Yeah. Okay. And so it was a mixture of kind of like, well, that's a smart kid, but also like looks very embarrassing. You know, so I just stayed in the corner of my Gumby suit watching this typhoon, get through this typhoon.
So suddenly the notion of a 40-foot school bus is not such a bad thing in terms of navigating and driving and, you know, getting the CDL and all the things you might need.
Yeah, you can see where he got it from for sure, which is, it's probably a good time to say hello to Captain Stapleton if he's listening. Casey's father is Captain
hello, Dad.
Stapleton. and he actually, he was in town. We have a 40-foot bus and a 15-foot van because our instruments make, you know, extra luggage. That way we can do trips with both of them. And Captain Stapleton taught me to drive the 15-foot van in Pittsburgh. He brought it, he delivered it here from Texas, and it was the same day, coincidentally. I felt like I couldn't do it. There was no way I was going to be able to navigate a 15, or is it 19? It's a 15-passenger van that's almost 20 feet long. I felt like I couldn't drive it in Pittsburgh, and he taught me how to take things slow and maneuver it. And it happened to be the same day that the cargo ship got stuck in the Suez Canal.
Oh, yeah.
So it really gave me a sense of perspective. It could be worse.
Did he say starboard and things like that?
Or? He does. I mean, he draws diagrams with the bus. He draws diagrams.
Yeah, when I was in fifth grade, he coached our basketball team. And he made all of us call him captain to my absolute, you know, embarrassment. But we called him captain. He said, I'm not coach, I'm captain. All right. That's true.
We're going to have the Stapletons play us out. I want to quickly thank Pam Komar of Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, Jaquay Edward Carter from the Historical Society of Hazelwood, and also all of our guests today. Who am I missing? Edward Destito, who was here to talk about Greensburg Civic Theater's production of Rent. And once again, the Stapletons, I hope you've enjoyed them as much as I have. What are you going to play?
We're going to play a song called Idaho, which was one of our Wild West tunes that we found. It was a fragment of a song with no melody, so we made a melody to go with it. And what we love in this song, people are dreaming about the riches and treasures they found in Idaho.
Well, I always thought it was just potatoes.
They were hoping for gold. they mostly ended up with potatoes, but I love the sense of hope that permeates this song, and hopefully people listening to it feel hopeful as well. Thank you so much for having us. This is Idaho.
One, two, three. They say there is a land where crystal waters flow. Oh, beds of quartz and purest gold, way out in Idaho. Oh, wait, Idaho, we're coming, Idaho. Our force team will soon be seen way out in Idaho. We're bound to cross the plains way out in Idaho. Oh, wait, Idaho, we're coming, Idaho. Our force team will soon be seen way out in Idaho. We're bound to cross the plains and up the mountains go. We're bound to see our fortunes there. Way out in Idaho.
team will soon be seen way out in Idaho. We'll need no pick or spade, no shovel, pan or hoe. The largest chunks are top of ground, way out in Idaho. Oh, wait, Idaho, we're coming.
Wherever your own private Idaho is, we hope we are there with you this Saturday afternoon. You are tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, WMCK.FM, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It is 12 o'clock. Something for the Stapletons there. Every mother's son getting us started this week. On the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio at 88.3 WRCT. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in a swing, your gum mildly graduate, the gentle kids to group porkology, Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul. Right up until the 3 o'clock hour, full-time request line open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Partly sunny skies today, but cold, with a high only reaching 22 degrees. Right now in downtown McKeesport, we're at 15. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, it's the time of the old days.
Jay Thurber!
Just for you!
Coming up at the 1 o'clock hour, we've got a guest. We're going to talk about the early days of rock and roll. Who put the bomb in the bomb-shy-bomb-shy-bomb?
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby. I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
summer age of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Couple of boat songs there for Larry's guests. Did I miss, did they do the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Because I missed that one. Oh, the legend is told from the Chippewa
Jay
down.
Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger!
It's all right, but if you got
behind a door, so you got to go.
Bob Dylan on Radio 9 last night. I mentioned before, and my wife and I, we've been doing this Friday night movie night ever since the pandemic started. And last night we were flipping around, and she said she wanted to watch a movie. I said, what movie? She said, Smokey and the Bandit. Ladies and gentlemen, I really married up.
Yeah.
Jerry Reed on Radio 9.
Name Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Man of the cloth, call him Amos Moses.
Yeah.
Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator, and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Amos Moses. Sit down, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife.
Radio.
Million Dollar Weekend.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
Beatles on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. It was kind of a sad week right after I got off the air last Saturday. Learned the sad news that Jerry Weber passed away. Jerry Weber, many of you know, was the founder of Jerry's Records. He had retired from that store a couple of years ago and was still active. He had a business he was calling Vinyl Man. He was selling records out of his garage in Swissvale because, as he put it, he had so many records still, even after selling the business. Jerry was a big influence on anyone who loves the oldies in Pittsburgh, among other things. And Eric Jackson Lurie, your rockin' attorney, had a great interview with Jerry that he played yesterday on his show that I think is going to repeat on Tuesday on WRCT. But among other things, unlike a few other record store owners who I have met over the years, Jerry was just a wonderful, warm, encouraging guy. He was not at all like the people in the movie High Fidelity or the book High Fidelity or the comic book guy or whatever. He was just I never heard anyone say a bad word about Jerry or Jerry Weber. Here's a record that I bought at Jerry's many years ago, appropriately enough. About Bull Moose Jackson and his big 10-inch record.
Got me the strangest woman. Baby, it makes no sense. But I really get her going. When I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of a favorite blues. When we read her love was clenched, and when she gets all excited, that's from a big 10 record of the band that plays the blues. Band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10 record of the favorite blues. Smoking and liquor just makes her flinch. She just goes for nothing. Sip my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of a favorite tune.
This is Bull Moose Jackson.
Big hand for Bull Moose Jackson.
Tried to tease her, I gave her a little pinch, but she said, get out that diamond and get out that big 10 record of band that plays the blues. Band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10 record of a favorite blues.
From 1985, Pittsburgh's own Flashcats, with Bull Moose Jackson in the Big Ten inch record. You can find that album, and I found it at Jerry's. It's called Moose Mania. Well, thank you, Jerry Wepper, for keeping all those old records alive.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy, and especially those that said, I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get your portable, I'd bring my portable and melt your heart away with all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Those old,
all the ones about records,
those old,
all the ones about records,
the ones
kitten of the kids
and Lola,
all the old wind up Victrola, Bonnie Google was scratchy,
the two
and the songs
really
about catchy,
and special
jada
jada
boola,
so
jackahoola hick.
I do la
honey,
Dardanella
and Sonny.
Meet me on the back porch
songs,
and bring my
torch songs
and
to melt your heart away
with all those old.
They were wonderful records,
those old.
Play them over again,
the ones we used to play so long ago.
Georgia Gibbs.
The ones we used to play so long ago.
So long ago.
Yeah. Bum, ba, bum, ba, dum, bum, bum. Reaching way, way back to 1950. Georgia Gibbs there with Get Out Those Old Records, playing that for Jerry Wepper, who used to tease me for being that guy from McKeesport who writes me checks. Who we lost last week. And again, if you missed Eric Jackson Lurie's interview with Jerry, it is going to repeat on Monday, February 7th at 12 o'clock noon on his show, Courts in Session. That's on 88.3 WRCT. That's at noon this upcoming Monday. I do very much recommend it. A really, really good conversation between Eric and Jerry Wepper. 12:23, much more music, new music from Surfboard coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, writer Dan Friedman will be my guest. We are talking about his article in the latest edition of the Saturday Evening Post about the history of rock and roll music. What was the first rock and roll song? Well, it turns out, as you're going to find out in the 1 o'clock hour, it depends on who you ask. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that. We'll have FSN News coming up for you, too, at 1 o'clock. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 10 degrees. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with Ice Guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go where Boron pays the tow. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 22. Clear overnight, low of 10. Sunny and warmer on Sunday, high of 39. Cloudy Sunday night, 20. Partly sunny Monday, 40. Partly sunny Tuesday with a high near 33. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 22 in Beaver County. It's 19 in Washington, 15 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It's 17 at WRCT with new music from Surfboard.
Hot damn, I'm a brand new man. Got $100 bill.
New music from Surfboard, Lot Lizard 93 on Radio 9. With Jay Thurber, and now the musical answer to the question, what do you do when your woody's outside all covered with snow? Here are the Trade Winds. Ever had your woody outside covered in snow? I think we all know how painful that could be. Am I right, Ed? Yes. The Trade Winds on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Uno, dos. One,
it's 12:30. Sunday, of course, is
Super Bowl Sunday, or as the Cleveland Browns call it, Passover. Put on your disco shoes, here's Cool and the Gang. 12:33, much more music time. 15, Radio 9 Degrees.
Do you want to get out? What you gonna do? You want to get out? What you gonna do? You want to get out? Tell me. Standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on and
get down on
if you really want it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on
in. Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Oogie, 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 usually you just can't boogie no more with
Radio 9.
That's us. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show.
Yes,
from 1968, Steppenwolf on Radio 9. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, what was the first rock and roll song? Well, it turns out that historians don't agree. We're going to talk to writer Dan Friedman about that. That's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour after the 1 o'clock news. Here's Ruby and the Romantics. Our day will come.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy, falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know. I love you so, and you love me. Our day will come if we just wait a while. No tears for us. Think love and wear a smile. Our dreams have magic because we'll always stay in love this way. Our day will come.
The Carnegie Library of McKeesport is celebrating Black History Month. Coming up on Monday, February 28th at 4 o'clock, they will be reading the book Out of Wonder by Kwame Alexander. It is poems celebrating poets. It includes a film that presents readings of 20 original poems that pay homage to well-known poets from various time periods and nations. That's February 28th at 4 o'clock at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, 412-672-0625 or mckeesportlibrary.org. Here's Barbara Mason on Radio 9.
To learn, yes, I'm
Barbara Mason. Yes, I'm ready. From 1963, more music after these important messages.
Hey, new guy, Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool could do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
Yes, but you go right ahead.
It's something you want to be sure and take advantage of. Don't waste the chance. Guaranteed in writing, an introductory offer, complete $50 dance scores for only $5. You receive 20 half-hour lessons at any Dale Dance Studio, all for just $5. Learn the cha-cha, the tango, the foxtrot, the twist, the ever-popular minuet. Now, this is a limited offer made to introduce new people to the fabulous chain of Dale Dance Studios. And you're not obligated to take additional lessons. Dale wants to prove to you there are no finer studios, no finer dance instructors, and no better prices anywhere in America. Dale wants you to join in the fun of their gay dance parties. But remember, you must have one of Dale's special introductory dance course certificates. So for yours, call Murray Hill 2-6800. Murray Hill 2-6800.
You want me to stop the orchestra now?
No, it's good. It's very good.
All right, all right.
Free certificates will be mailed to the first 100 adults who call. You'll receive a guaranteed 20-lesson dance course worth $50 for only $5. So call for your special introductory certificate, Murray Hill 2-6800, MU2-6800. Wish you could see our audience dancing around to this music. It's great.
Something,
really got the spirit of it.
Something very graceful about a minuet, and done by a group of lumberjacks such as we have here today is something unusual and pleasant to see. See that the people who are so rough and ready can
they're light
do
on their
the
feet,
minuet.
Oddly enough. I guess that's from rolling logs, huh?
Well, it's from hearing the cry timber. Bob, yeah. You've got to be quick when you hear that.
Sprightly, huh?
Sprightly.
Yes, sprightly.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Jay Thurber.
More music now.
We're going to check sports and weather next. Here are the Olympics.
Ask your mom when you get it. Can you go out tonight where the stars are bright? We need to feel the light. Ask your mom when you get it. Can you go out tonight? We're going to dance by the light of the moon. Oh, by the light, gonna fill the room. We're going to dance by the light of the moon. By the light, gonna fill the room. We're going to dance. I got a dollar in my pocket. Gonna get the Duke of Rockin'. Beat the Duke of Rockin'. Till she wears out of stocking. Got a dollar.
Barely control it on this super solid gold Saturday with the sound of the Olympics from 1960. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, on Facebook and Twitter, taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show. We've got new music coming your way from Flora Cash, so stay tuned for that. But first,
your front row center at
With the flame lit, Beijing, China became the first city to host both winter and summer games. China invited the world back on Friday, sort of, for the second Olympic game of the COVID-19 pandemic, this time as an emboldened and more powerful nation whose government's authoritarian turn provoked some countries' leaders into staying home. Locked out baseball players rejected Major League Baseball's request for a federal mediator to enter their stalled labor negotiations. That move pretty much eliminates any chance for an on-time start to spring training. It also increases the threat of a work stoppage on opening day. The Major League Baseball Players Union on Friday ruled out third-party mediation for trying to assist the warring factions. The owners locked out the players back on December 2nd, immediately following the expiration of a five-year contract. There have been only three negotiating sessions since then. The NHL All-Star Game is tonight at T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada. That's the home of the Vegas Golden Knights. The NHL says it's ready to go worldwide again after 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions and missing the Olympics. Commissioner Gary Bettman announced yesterday that the NHL Global Series will return next season with preseason games in Germany and Switzerland, followed by regular season games in Finland and the Czech Republic. Following a national search, Carnegie Mellon University has named Ryan Larson its new head football coach, a 13-year coaching veteran. Larson is coming to the Tartans from Columbia University, where he served as a quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator for the past 3 years. Larson has had offensive success at every one of his coaching experiences, CMU says. He will officially begin his role as the new head coach of the Carnegie Mellon Tartans on February 21st. He takes over from Rich Lackner, who retired following the 2021 season when CMU went 8-2, won the conference championship, and advanced to its first playoff berth since 2006. In Carnegie Mellon basketball, the men's team, they were off last night. They are in action at Chicago. Game time tomorrow is at noon. Women's team also in action tomorrow against Chicago. That game gets underway at 2 o'clock.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot, whether you believe it or not.
Partly sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 22. Clear and cold overnight, 10 degrees. Sunny on Sunday, 39. Monday, partly sunny, 40. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high reaching 33. Currently 22 in Beaver County, 19 in Washington, 17 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 17 at WRCT. New music from Flora Cash.
I could say I had a good childhood. I guess I got some memories of running through the woods, and I believe I even built myself a tree house. But I can't find a photo where I'm smiling with my teeth out. I wish I'd listened more to what my grandpa said, but I guess I got the gist of it, 'cause now and then I hear him in my head. And what he says is I should aim high, 'cause 99% of people never really live before they die. Wish I could do it all again, but meet you when I'm 10, be so much better with my best friend. Wish I could do it all again, but meet you when I'm 10, be so much better with you. I wish I had another shot to grow up, but have you living next to me, it's probably how it's supposed to be. But then I chose some folks in Minnesota, born into a quirky family. They tried their best to manage me, but I was always running from my own love, or running from authorities. I really could use your company on my street. We'd sure be hard to beat. Wish that I could say I had a good childhood. I guess I got some memories of running through the woods, and I believe I even built myself a tree house. But I can't find a photo where I'm smiling with my teeth out. I wish I'd listened more to what my grandpa said, but I guess I got the gist of it, 'cause now and then I hear him in my head. And what he says is I should aim high, 'cause 99% of people never really live before they die. Wish I could do it all again, but meet you when I'm 10, be
and I'm bold. Beauty breaking my heart, being scared of the dark, being scared to grow up, cause I would have to leave my mom. I just wish that I had you along. I wish that I could say I had a good childhood. I guess I got some memories of running through the woods, and I believe I even built myself a tree house. But I can't find a photo where I'm smiling with my teeth out. I wish I listened more to what my grandpa said. I guess I got the gist of it, cause now and then I hear him in my head. What he says is I should aim high. 99% of people never really look before they die. Wish I could do it all again, but meet you when I'm 10. Be so much better with my best friend. Wish I could do it all again, but meet you when I'm 10. Be so much better with my best friends. Wish I could do it all again, but meet you when I'm 10. Be so much better with my best friend. Wish I could do it all again, but meet you when I'm 10. Be so much better with you.
From Stockholm, Sweden, by way of Minneapolis and Albania. That's the group known as Flora Cash here on Radio 9.
Radio 9 plays more music.
Dwayne Eddy is going to take us to news time. Thurber, you're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with high drama in U.S. politics. Former Vice President Mike Pence officially breaking with Donald Trump and saying that as Vice President, he had no power to overturn the outcome of the last presidential election. FSN's Nick Harper in our Washington Bureau has more.
The message from Mike Pence was simple.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone.
Speaking at the conservative legal organization, the Federalist Society, Pence's comments are the strongest rebuke yet of President Trump's continuing claims that the election was rigged in Biden's favor.
The week in British politics was also pretty dramatic. Five senior figures at No. 10 Downing Street resigned as investigations continue into parties that broke lockdown regulations, and a growing number of conservative members of parliament said they've lost confidence in the leadership of Prime Minister Boris Boris Johnson. The weekend began with the leak of a photograph showing the Prime Minister enjoying a beer at one of those parties. FSN's Ollie Barrett in London covered the Downing Street resignations.
So these are significant departures, and the next stage of this story becomes how this is all being presented. Downing Street is clearly going to now try and say that this is the government's reset, Boris Johnson's relaunch of his number 10 administration.
President Biden made a big announcement on Thursday.
Last night, operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully moved a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS.
Abu Ibrahim al-Qureshi, the leader of Islamic State, blew himself up with a suicide vest as U.S. Special Forces surrounded the compound where he was living with his wife, children, and at least one top lieutenant. The Pentagon spokesman John Kirby made a big announcement on Wednesday.
The United States will soon move additional forces to Romania, Poland and Germany.
3,000 U.S. troops were told to deploy immediately to Europe, even though a week ago the president said he would only put boots on the ground there if the Russians invaded Ukraine.
These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They are going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Xi Jinping of China met on Friday at the fringes of the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. They signed a slew of agreements, and the Chinese leader backed President Putin's opposition to NATO expansion. And India, at the last minute, decided to join the diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics, furious that a Chinese soldier who fought against Indian forces in a 2020 skirmish was chosen as one of the torchbearers. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.